You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Emerging artists take the virtual stage in MIO Opera's Role Study performances November 21st and 22nd at 2 p.m. on YouTube. The singers will enact roles from works by Donizetti and Gounod. Like many other arts organizations, MIO Opera had to shut down due to the pandemic, canceling their entire 2020 season. In an effort to bring opera to the community and give singers a chance to perform, MIO Opera founders John and Tracy Cook turned to the internet, cooking up what Tracy calls quarantine opera.
We send them recordings of the accompaniment, and then they act it out. We stage it in their home, and then they perform and record it, and we turn it into a performance. So it's really cool, and it gives them a way to, you know, get more experience and also keep MIO Opera alive online.
Tracy, what exactly is a role study?
A role study is when the artists apply for a certain role that they want to work on in our season. So right now we're doing Romeo and Juliet, and we are also doing Don Pasquale. We look at the materials, make sure that they are at the level that we want to work with and that they're ready to take on these roles, and then we assign them the role. And then what we do is we coach them on diction, musical style, and we stage their scenes as if they're performing the full role. But because right now we can't come together and do it on stage, we do it inside our homes, and then that's what culminates the role study. So it's really cool. It's a way to do the role fully and study it and then perform it because it's not fully on stage in a normal venue situation. We call it the role study. We have coaches that work with them. I work with them on dramatic coaching. John Cook, my husband, who's the general director of MIO Opera, is doing vocal coaching. Sarah Jenks from Chicago, a very great pianist coach, is working with them on vocals as well and diction. Patricia Sheridan from New York City is working with them. And then also Timothy Semenek, he is a conductor out of Peoria in Chicago, and he is working with the students as well. You get all these things, these elements, to work on the role. And what's really exciting is that we have performers right now we're working with in Germany and in Canada and all over the United States. We not only have the local singers, like regional singers, we have singers from all over basically the world doing this. So even though we're separated, we're still connected.
John, why is role study important for emerging opera singers?
What we're offering through MIO Opera right now is really detailed study on not just the vocalism, but the French and the Italian and the dramatic part of it. And then the next part, which is going to be so much more important in the future, is the video aspect of it. We're trying to teach the singers the best way to make videos and audios, and we're giving them as much tech help as we can so that they can make the best product right now. They didn't realize that a lot of the stuff they really can do really well at home, just in a corner in their living room, which is amazing.
So we like to focus on the positive of the situation. So there can be really great things artistically happening in this time, even though we're in a really scary time.
Tell me about the challenges, John, of coaching a singer online.
The hardest thing is that they have to have a decent audio microphone on their side. Because they're singers, they're singing loud, they're singing high. Most laptops, computers, and cell phones do not record the singing voice very well. It gets to a certain point at a volume or a pitch range where it just starts to distort and crackle, and then it's no fun. So we're trying to help them, making suggestions for technology to help them build this. You know, no singer right now wants to go out and spend $1,000 on audio equipment to make this better because, you know, they feel like they can't afford it. But you can do it for a lot less than that. Actually, about $200 for a decent mic system is about all you really need.
Tracy, why is it for the role study that you're going to be putting on YouTube on November 21st and 22nd? Did you choose the music of Gounod and Donizetti for the young performers to engage with?
These operas are just awesome. The Romeo and Juliet is just beautiful music, great story, really pertinent to this time. And the whole idea of a group of people having this feud that they're not even involved in anymore, just having these social clashes. And I think that the Romeo and Juliet speaks to our world today beautifully. And I think that the music of Gounod sets it just stunningly. The music is just sweeping, melodies, gorgeous. And it's also a part of the operatic standard repertoire. And that's why I wanted the students to work on that music. And a lot of these students are actually professionals, that their gigs dried up because of the pandemic, and they're looking for opportunities to be exposed. Same thing with the Don Pasquale. Don Pasquale is just funny. Okay. So it's kind of like we have this like happy, sad dynamic going on with the Romeo and Juliet and the Donizetti, which is opera buffa, which is basically just satire and just hysterical fun. And then again, that's another piece that's a part of the standard repertoire that singers need to know and learn. And both are going to be done in their original languages, but they'll have super titles. So again, it's accessible to all, so everybody can understand the story and really enjoy it.
Now, are any of the performers who are taking part in this people who are local, people we may know from our own lives?
Yes, yes, yes. We have tenor Macaulay Allen. He is a former ISU graduate, and he is a tenor, and he's wonderful. He's performing the role of Ernesto in Don Pasquale. Sydney McCaff, she's a mezzo. She will be singing Stefano in the role study for Romeo and Juliet. Anthony Gulo, he's local. He's out of Pontiac. He's been in almost every one of our productions. Amazing baritone, lyric baritone voice. So you'll definitely enjoy him in the role of Malatesta. So yeah, with some local favorites, and then also some fantastic new people that we hope to become local favorites as we move forward.
Are you using these role study performances as a way of basically scoping some people out for the possibility of including them in the next season of Mio Opera?
Definitely. Oh, we're so excited to like have all this new talent.
There's several in this program that, you know, Tracy and I have talked about, said we'd hire this person in a heartbeat because they're so professional, they're so dedicated, you know.
And we are definitely going to consider having them back in the future. I mean, they're all, when you hear the singers, what we're doing is we have like more than one of each role. And so not only will you get to hear like one cast, we have like, I think about 10 different casts of people all together with videos that will be on YouTube. So you can watch one video with, say, for example, Sydney McGaff singing Stefano in Romeo and Juliet, and then come back maybe the next day or a week later and be like, oh, I really love that. Let me hear somebody else sing it. And then we have another cast. And you can hear the wonderful Catherine Cosenza singing that role. So it's like we it's not just about having one performance of each opera. We're going to have multiple performances of the operas, including different singers, groups of singers. So you can see, like, not only the one version of it, you're going to see multiple versions of it and different interpretations. And that's what makes it so exciting to see the opera again. So you'll see on our YouTube there'll be a cast color, like green or blue, and then the different cast. And then you can click on that opera and listen to that particular cast and watch that, and then go maybe, like I said, come back later if you just loved it and see another cast do it and see how they interpret the roles. So there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of different singers and a lot of different opportunities for our audiences to hear a lot of different voices.
It's also an opportunity for the young people to get even more tech savvy, because this will probably be something that's more permanently a part of our lives, even though now we need to do it in order to keep safe and keep socially distanced. But knowing how to work a camera and perform to the camera in an art form that is usually just live most of the time is a really useful skill for these young people.
Definitely. I mean, here I am, never doing this kind of work, and I put together all the videos and the super titles, and the way that I direct, I have to take off from this, I have to put it in through my mind on the stage, and then take it and put it on the TV, on the screen. So that's been very interesting, trying to find innovative ways to say what I want to say with these characters through a different medium. So it's like, I'm on stage, I'm like staging it, and I'm showing the characters what to do. And then I say, okay, now if I was putting it on YouTube and on film, how would this look and work and still be able to transmit what we're trying to say? So that's, for me even, it's been making me tech savvy and my husband, and to figure out how to make the same kind of quality experiences we do on stage be the same quality on YouTube. that's been very interesting, challenging, like very inspirational, because we know that we always have a way of producing artwork.
That's Mio Opera's Tracy and John Cook. The role study performances are November 21st and 22nd at 2 p.m. on the Mio Opera YouTube channel. I'm Laura Kennedy.